This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, May 20th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On May 12th, ISIS released a video of the execution of 20 Nigerian Christians in the northeast Nigerian state of Borno, reports International Christian Concern. In the video, one of the Muslim militants explained that the executions were payment for the deaths of prominent Islamic State leaders, including Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi. The Islamic leader killed himself when he detonated a bomb in February 2022 when United States Special Forces closed in on his hiding place in Syria. The militants were dressed in black garb, which covered their entire faces except for their eyes. The video's thumbnail shows several Christians on their knees, hands behind their back, with one Muslim militant standing above them holding a knife. Nigeria is the seventh worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians. Amos 5 verse 24 says, "Let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream." On Thursday, from the House floor, House Republican Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana said President Joe Biden's anti-energy policies, not so-called greedy oil companies and gas stations, is the one to blame for record-high gas prices, reports CNSNews.com. His comments came amid a House floor debate about a misguided Democrat price-gouging bill that shirks blame.
And here we are. It's another week and another bill to try to divert attention away from what Joe Biden himself did to raise gas prices to the point where families can't even afford to drive to work, can't even afford to go to the grocery to pay 15, 20% more for goods because of Biden's inflation.
Scalise quoted President Biden's past promises as a candidate to stifle U.S. energy production.
But let's start from the beginning. Let me read you a quote from candidate Joe Biden. Quote, "No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period." That was Joe Biden, the candidate. Unfortunately, day one, he started doing just that, an assault on American energy. And what's been the result? Dramatically higher gas prices.
Scalise recalled that Biden, quote, "canceled any new pipelines to move oil in America," end quote, but greenlighted a Russian pipeline.
He's not against all pipelines. He greenlighted Russia's pipeline, let them sell their oil to Europe, canceled ours.
Scalise went on to explain how President Biden has refused to allow and even canceled the sale of U.S. oil and gas leases, which has resulted in higher energy prices.
In fact, if anybody's going to be sued for gouging, it should be the gouger-in-chief Joe Biden, who has created this problem.
On Wednesday, Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas said on Fox News that public outrage is what prompted the Department of Homeland Security to pause its new Disinformation Governance Board, but Democrats might try to bring it back in other forms unless Congress acts.
I'm glad to know that this Orwellian Ministry of Truth is at least paused for the moment, but I think it's important to realize that it's only paused because the American people found out about it.
The outcry against the board began after Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas referenced it in passing during a House subcommittee hearing last month. On Wednesday, the White House confirmed that the board has been paused, but that its work to combat so-called misinformation and disinformation would still be performed by other unnamed DHS entities. Senator Cotton disagrees.
The government has no business refereeing disputes engaged in political campaigns or public debates. If you don't like someone else's speech, the solution is more speech. It's not to use the Department of Homeland Security, for goodness sakes, to try to censor or label someone's arguments in the public sphere. I think that Democrats often believe that disinformation and misinformation are simply facts that reflect poorly on Joe Biden and the Democratic Party.
And finally, Disney has released a new Pride and Sexual Perversion Collection clothing line for children, amid controversy surrounding the corporation's reaction to Florida's new parental rights and education bill and reported efforts to include sexual perversion in its children's programming, reports the Christian Post. The quote-unquote family entertainment company launched the new fashion line on Monday, featuring merchandise such as sweaters, t-shirts, and baby clothes, all bearing the rainbow flag that sadly has come to celebrate sexual perversion instead of God's promise to never flood the world again because of rampant sin. Many of the products include sexual perversion-themed images of the iconic Disney character, Mickey Mouse, and the company's Star Wars, Marvel, and Pixar franchises. The Disney Sexually Perverse Pride Collection will donate proceeds to 17 different sin-celebrating groups. In an opinion piece published by the Daily Citizen, Zachary Mettler with Focus on the Family wrote, quote, "The new clothing line is just a part of Disney's continued push to promote sexual confusion in children. Children were not designed to carry the weight of adult sexuality," end quote. He further said that Disney is trying to brainwash kids into believing that homosexual faux marriage is morally equivalent to God-ordained heterosexual marriage. Many Christians are boycotting all things Disney, including the upcoming Toy Story movie this summer called Lightyear, because of its inclusion of an explicit lesbian kiss. To his credit, evangelist Franklin Graham said, quote, "What has happened at Disney is moral failure," end quote. Matthew 18, verse 6 says, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, May 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.